Hello, John Hanick here with my latest blog. Let's call this one the blog of late February 2021. The reason for the timestamp is that I originally wrote this blog months ago and never published it. I wrote it before we knew what would happen with vaccine development and before we seemingly turned the corner on this pandemic. Yet as I reread it the other day, I wanted to publish it now anyway. Even though we know a whole lot more than we did just a few short months ago, the message here remains the same. Be vigilant, be ready for anything, and use current circumstances, no matter what they are, to better position you, your innovation, and your company for new or continuing success. So here goes. This is the redo of Chasing Capital. I don't think the question should be, how do I go about raising capital under the current circumstances? I think the question should be, how can I use this time of disruption and quarantine to position my company for its future? There is a future, and it's incumbent on all of us to be prepared for it. From James McIntosh's April 12th Streetwise opinion column in the Wall Street Journal, quote, The coronavirus pandemic will eventually be behind us. Maybe soon, maybe not. Either way, the scars will long persist for an entire generation of investors and future managers now living through what is rapidly becoming the deepest downturn since World War II. Close quote. But there remains a future, and it's a future for which we must prepare. So when startups ask me what to do, I respond with questions for them to think about. I'll share those questions in a moment, but let's first recognize that investors, both small and large, have all pretty much hit the pause button waiting to see where this thing is ultimately headed. Prior commitments are, by and large, being honored. But let's be realistic. Investors will be looking to protect their existing portfolio companies, so we will likely see more bridge rounds by pre-committed, previously invested sources of capital, and fewer new investments. Valuations will soften due to larger market forces, so be prepared for that in future rounds. But most immediately, do everything in your power to extend your runway. How? Well, ask yourself these questions. Have you enhanced your ability to cut operating costs? Have you converted fixed costs to variable costs wherever possible? Have you strengthened your balance sheet? Do you know your operating cost leverage points? Have you opened a dialogue with customers and vendors about adjusting terms to help your company and theirs? What can you do without? What can you defer? Have you examined your underlying business model to reflect your new normal? Is that reflected in your business plan? Surely you've already revised and re-revised your business plan to reflect the constant changes and challenges we face. Keep it current and realistic. Can you pivot to an immediate new product now? Can you get a new customer now? Have you explored where you can get immediate help? Are you prepared to quickly apply for help? Are you talking to your current investors regularly? Can you use this time to institute a regular and frequent update to all your constituents? Don't be afraid to ask for help. Are you looking after your team's collective and individual well-being? How can you help your staff generate personal income? Can your team fill in the gaps left by prior outsourced functions? Imagine the day in the near future when you're in front of a potential investor, a potential new customer, or even a potential new team member. How will you answer them when they ask, what did you do during the crisis to enhance your company's future? And that is how I concluded Chasing Capital in 2020. Maybe investors didn't really hit the pause button, at least not for long. But the concluding question I ask remains as pertinent today as it was 6 months ago. In fact, I think it's timeless regardless of circumstances. What have you done to enhance your company's future? Remember, There will always be another calamity, another circumstance. Be ready for anything.